An autopsy report confirms a Fairbanks man found on fire in a downtown post office died of burn injuries, but does not explain the origin of the flames that killed Johnny Wallace. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Johnny Wallace, a homeless man who drank and walked the streets of Fairbanks, did not smoke. Fairbanks Police Chief Laron Zager says the autopsy report from the King County Medical Examiner's Office in Seattle shows the cause of Wallace's death was thermal burns over 25% of the body, but the manner of death is a question.
It doesn't give us any insights at all as to any suspicious circumstances, if any accelerants were used. It doesn't suggest one way or the other that this was either an accidental issue, intentional, gives us no insights into the investigation at all.
The 59-year-old Wallace was found on fire in the lobby of the downtown post office on New Year's Day. A postal customer and firefighters extinguished the flames and got Wallace to the hospital. He died 4 days later at a Seattle burn unit before he could answer questions about what happened. Chief Zager says efforts to put out the fire and treat Wallace potentially affected determination of the fire's cause.
No one was doused in gasoline or any other accelerant, but if a trace amount, a small amount, for instance, of lighter fluid was used, a small butane lighter, that could very well have been, you know, consumed, covered, never to be recovered again as forensic evidence.
Additional analysis of evidence is being conducted in Seattle and by the State of Alaska Crime Lab, but Zager says the investigation is stalled. A cab driver reported seeing two unidentified men sleeping in the post office lobby shortly before the fire, but there's been minimal other information. Some suspect Wallace may have been targeted because he was Alaska native, homeless, or an alcoholic, but Zager says nothing points to a crime.
Ashtray is right outside that area. There could have been cigarettes right out there. He could have been with someone who accidentally dropped a cigarette, you know, into the folds of his clothing. No conclusions have been drawn. And it's probably the worst way of handling any case is where you just shrug your shoulders and says, it happened, but we just don't know what happened. We want to do better than that.
Zager says resolution of how Wallace died largely rests with people coming forward with new information.
You know, even rumors at this point would be something to move forward on.
The Tanana Chiefs Conference has been pushing efforts to find out how Johnny Wallace died. TCC is holding an annual March of Remembrance for victims of unsolved murders on Friday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.